Chris Wallace. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve.
First of all, tell me about your dad, first of all. People out there might, I think, know a little bit about him once you talk about his name and his career. Go on, just give us a potted history of your dad. What was his name?
My dad was Keith Wallace. He was from Prescott. He grew up doing boxing. First represented us as a youngster in the ABAs. Also went to the Olympics Moscow 1980. And then went on to a professional career with Frank Warren, who was also Frank Warren's first professional boxer.
Keith Wallace, that's probably a name that rings a bell with you. What did boxing mean to your dad? What recollections have you got of your dad and boxing?
It was his life. He trained every day. It was his passion, basically.
Trained every day. Where did he train out of?
He's trained in a few places. So it was first started off at Highside in Prescott, and then he was fighting for St. Helens, and then went on to represent Great Britain then.
Your very youngest memories of your dad.
Was
that as someone who was constantly sort of in and out of the gym, watching boxing on the TV, talking about it in the house?
Yeah, he'd take me to the gym and I'd see him training all the kids and that. And then I was like literally just watching him being other people's role models instead of just being mine as well.
And he was your role model as you grew up. Who were his role models? Who did he talk about? I mean, was there anyone particularly within the boxing world?
The middleweight division when it was like Roberto Duran, Marvin Aguilar, Sugar Ray Leonard, and say Thomas Hearns. They was his main four. Mm. And we said that'll be the greatest boxing you'll ever watch. And, he's probably tried to compile that into himself with his training as well and try to be the best of what he could be to them as well.
Tried to emulate some of that.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. It's achievement of getting to the Olympics and Moscow.
Yeah, sure.
Was that just something that was the greatest thing to him? Did he reflect on it? Was there a memento in the house of what he'd done there?
Yeah. Cause like I say, he picked up the bronze at the Olympics. So at the age of 19, I think that was amazing for him.
And is there something in the house that sort of...
I've still got the medal and everything. So
really?
Yeah. And when you look at that and think, my dad's been in the Olympics and represented us in Great Britain. It's just an achievement in itself.
Such a rich sort of boxing heritage within our city.
Yeah, and at the moment, we've got quality boxers coming out of Liverpool at the moment. The Smith brothers, Tony Bellew.
And of course, your dad would love to have seen all that and seen everything
that Liverpool still got within boxing.
Unfold. A wonderful guy, Keith Wallace, as I say, many might remember him. Managed by Frank Warren.
Yes.
What was the relationship like with Frank?
At the start, I'd like to meet him. He was his first professional boxer. So, he got on well. Like, he got Frank Warren on the map, basically.
He did, and he became something of a name. But then, of course, tragedy struck the family. Just tell us a little bit about what happened to your dad.
So, at the age of 38, he was diagnosed with a rare muscle cancer. Didn't take long, like 6 to 8 months.
And you were only young at the time.
I was only 10, yeah. It was just before Christmas that he got diagnosed. And like I say, didn't take long. His mum promised to us that he was going to make Christmas, and he did. And then he passed shortly just after Christmas, which was the 4th of January 2000, so 16 years ago now.
I know it's obviously raw to talk about. Your dad being an athlete and a boxer, obviously, in full fitness of life and health, an incredibly sort of sturdy man. And did you see that sort of man change in front of you as he sort of battled this?
7 months, he was like 11 stone down to 7. And like cancer, it doesn't care who you are. No matter how young, even in your prime or your golden days, it takes the best of us.
The lump they discovered. Where was that in his body? Did he know?
No, he was actually in work the day before he went into Western Hospital, and then he checked them out, and they basically said, we need to keep it in, do more tests, and then it was literally 6 to 8 months after that my dad lost his life. So it was really quick, and it was a shock.
And he was a fighter.
Yeah,
he was someone. When he found out, was he sort of determined?
He didn't let it get to him. He fought his days that he knew that it was terminal, and he went out as the way his boxing career was. He went up just the way he wanted to go.
How do you remember your dad now? Obviously, a boxing great within the city. Those things he's achieved. But your dad, first and foremost, have you got sort of fond memories of round the house of things that he was involved in boxing? And
yeah, he was a funny character, as well as, like I said, being like into his fitness and that. Like I said, it was just good watching him train the kids in Prescott as well, which I was only young myself. But then I was looking up to him thinking, seeing his passion, oh, I could have that passion growing up. But it kind of knocked me off the mark when I lost my dad. Like you said, I wasn't into boxing, but didn't follow his career path.
So he liked to give something back with the youngsters?
Give a lot back. Like, I remember being a child and he'd go to boxing events and he'd be the main guy giving the trophies out and kids would know who he was and be made up that getting the trophies off him. So, yeah, it was really good.
That's something in himself, Keith Wallace boxer. What was his trademark within the ring?
He was like, he was a brawler. So, like, he'd just get stuck in, like, which was good. He was a pressure fighter. He'd never stand back. He'd be, like, on the front foot. So, basically, he's the one who'd get involved, which if you see some of his fights, you'll see that.
Pressure cooker. Amazing. Obviously, he lost his sad battle with cancer. Yeah. So now you're going to run the London Marathon and hopefully raise awareness of this awful disease, as well as raise some money for a very good cause indeed. Tell us, first, how's the training going? You've got your training kit on now. You've been out this morning.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to run home from the tower itself today. I've been dropped off, so it's time to run home, get me 8 miles in today. So, training's going well. Doing about 60 miles a week, which my training's got a plan. So, it's going well.
When's the London Marathon?
It's Sunday the 24th of April.
You haven't got long, have you?
Yeah, it's just under 11 weeks now.
Better get your socks on there, Chris. It's a friend of mine who's a broadcaster as well. He trained for about 5 months to run the London Marathon. Night before I was with him, he had about 4 pints of Guinness. I said, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?"
Yeah, and he was absolutely incredible. He ran a great time. Not that I'm saying you should do that in any way. Yeah. Obviously, you've got a Just Giving page in which people can donate, and let's publicise that. So that's www.justgiving.com/Chris Wallace 1989. So Chris Wallace 1989. We'll put a link to that on our Twitter feed and our Facebook. justgiving.com/Chris Wallace 1989. The money raised is going to go where?
Straight to cancer research. I didn't carry on doing the job.
Cancer research.
To fight cancer, yeah.
It must feel like it's so important to you.
It is. It's like I want to take my dad's glove and continue the fight. You know, people. I've gone through trauma, and about 1,000 people across the city, the UK, are going through the same as well. I've gone through. So I want to give something back and help battle cancer and make cancer research, still carry on doing the job.
What would your dad think about what you're doing as a fighter himself and a proud man?
Hopefully he'd be proud of me.
I'm sure he would. Chris, absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in. So Chris Wallace, he's going to run the London Marathon in aid of cancer research and in memory of his dad, Keith Wallace, of course, boxing champion, true champion of the city, a man who got to the Olympics in Moscow, got an honour there as well, achieved so much as well within the boxing circles right around here. So thank you very much indeed, Chris. Great to meet you. Anything else you want to say before you go?
I can say a quick few thank yous.
Of course you can, go on.
I want to say thank you for Radio City Talk for having me on. Carrie Ann Wallace, she's also the organiser of the event, doing a great job. Partyville Prescott, Marble Doll Prescott, Jessie's Jewels, Designer Kids Boutique, Eccleston Park Golf Course and Batley's, and hopefully more businesses will listen to this today and hopefully get behind me and get in touch through Facebook.
So these guys are supporting you already?
Yeah, they've already donated prizes for the raffle on the night.
Absolutely brilliant.